The two agenda items for the called meeting include yet another closed session talking about the superintendent. Trustees have already spent at least 10 hours discussing the future of Miles, given the investigation by former U.S. Attorney Paul Coggins. It's unclear what else could be said. Trustees will also officially accept the final investigative report, even though they've read it and discussed it. The number of trustees for and against Miles remains uncertain. Observers speculate it's split 4-4. What's more certain are those who want Miles gone. They include David Lee with the Alliance AFT Teacher Organization. He says Miles sets a bad example for teachers and Lee's own two youngsters.
The investigation clearly found that he violated policy in the terms of his contract. The board members need to do their duty and terminate him, and we need to head in a different direction.
On the other hand, backers of Miles acknowledge the superintendent's problems, but like the improvements in the district. Todd Williams heads Commit, the nonprofit education organization. He says after 8 Dallas school leaders in 20 years, another could be too destabilizing.
I want him to have another year to basically see whether or not the reforms that he has put in place are actually working. I think it's too early to tell. The data that I've looked at, and again, it's only 1 year's worth of data, and who knows how much of this was already there before versus what he instituted. But bottom line, across all grades, all subject, passing rates within DISD went up last year, while across the state they went down.
It's just 1 year, but Williams says Miles deserves another. Opponents say another year is one too many. It's expected the board will officially evaluate Miles next week. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.